John Batchelor from the surface of the planet Earth. We're staying on the surface of the planet Earth to wait for the return of Frank Rubio. Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black here. Bob, who is Frank Rubio and what has he done?
Frank Rubio is a rookie astronaut that was launched on a Soyuz capsule to ISS in September of 22 with the plan to fly 6 months in space, which is the standard flight that they do to ISS right now. NASA is always very reluctant to try experiments. Russians have been trying to do year-long missions now for years, and they've managed to convince NASA a few times to do near year-long missions, but not, sometimes by accident, but they haven't done a year-long mission. So Rubio was going to go for a six-month mission, but while he was up there, that Soyuz capsule that took him up there developed a leak in its coolant system. So they decided it was not safe to bring astronauts down in it. So they returned it unmanned in last week. It came home. And the Russians launched a replacement unmanned Soyuz in February, which will act as Rubio and his two crewmates, a lifeboat and the capsule, will come back on. But the Russians didn't want to bring it back now, you know, launch it in February and then bring it back a month later. It was designed to be 6 months in space. It was originally going to bring the next crew up for 6 months through September of 23. And so because that crew didn't come, if they brought Rubio's three people, him and his partners, down, the ISS would have a short crew of three people. Russian side especially would not have its crew there to maintain the Russian half of the station. And the spacecraft wouldn't get its full 6 months in orbit. So the Russians decided we're going to extend those guys' mission for a full year. They'll come back in September. And so Frank Rubio, a rookie astronaut, instead of going up for 6 months, is going to go up for 12 months. And in fact, he will be the first American ever to fly in space for more than a year. He'll be up there, if they come back on the scheduled date of September 27th, he'll be up there for 371 days. It's the first time any American succeeded a year in space. NASA falsely claimed that Scott Kelly's mission was a year-long mission, but he was only up for 340 days. Last year, Mark Vanderhite was up for 355 days, and that was also an accident, not planned by NASA, because the Russians made the mission longer because they wanted to bring a film crew up to ISS, make some money and some good publicity, and so they took Vanderhite's seat away from him in September. He had to stay up an extra 6 months. But Rubio will be there for a year. For him, it's probably a dream come true. You wait 6 years. He became an astronaut in 2018, but he had to wait, 2017. He had to wait 6 years before he could finally fly, and when he flies, he gets to become the American with the longest flight in space ever, John.
Starliner for July 21st, the anniversary of the Apollo walk on the moon. But what is Starliner?
Starliner is a long-delayed Boeing capsule to bring humans up and down to ISS for NASA. Boeing has had many problems. They've had to delay the flight again now because they want to do more ground tests of its parachute system. After all these delays, they still have issues. This is really disturbing about Boeing's quality control, John. But now it's scheduled for July 21st. Let's hope finally it launches with people on board.
And two disappointments. First, Japan. What happened?
Well, they had a launch failure, and it appears it's shutting down their entire program. And the key quote from my post on Behind the Black is that their space program more and more resembles Russia, controlled by the government, slow, not getting things done, and unable to fix things very well. They need to change. They need to recapitalize in space, John. The other story, Virgin Orbit is dead. The government of the UK killed it. It's out of business. They've just shut down. They can't get the financing to come back to business, so they're out of business.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black and reminding everyone commercial space is about success and about failure. That is the nature of profit in space. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.